VOA News, I'm Laurel Bowman. 100 days have passed since Hamas launched a terrorist attack into southern Israel. The Jewish state responded with a military operation in Gaza that is ongoing. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has more.
Israel's air and ground military operations in Gaza, which aim to destroy the militant group, have killed an estimated 24,000 Palestinians. With no end to the conflict in sight, rallygoers in Tel Aviv stood in silence for 100 seconds Sunday, representing the number of days hostages have been held captive. Pauses in civil and commercial activities were also announced by Israel's Labor Union Federation, marking the solemn benchmark in the war. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
In the U.S., Republican presidential candidates called on their supporters to brave frigid, life-threatening temperatures in the U.S. state of Iowa to vote in the party's first nominating contest Monday. Reuters' Gabe Singer reports.
A Des Moines Register NBC poll released Saturday found that Trump had the most supporters, saying that they were very enthusiastic about his candidacy, suggesting they may not be deterred by a forecast for the coldest Iowa caucus night ever, minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit. The poll showed Trump with 48% of the support, while DeSantis, who has staked his bid on a strong showing in Iowa, had slipped to third place with 16%. Haley, who has capitalized on donors' disappointment with DeSantis's lackluster campaign, had jumped to second place with 20% of those polled.
North Korea says it has successfully test-fired a new ballistic missile tipped with a hypersonic maneuverable warhead, the latest breakthrough in its pursuit of advanced weaponry to threaten South Korean and U.S. targets. This is VOA News. Here are some of the headlines from around the world today. Taiwan's president-elect Lai Ching-te hails the island's solid partnership with Washington as he welcomes a U.S. delegation, which China says it firmly opposed. Hundreds of thousands of people on France's Indian Ocean island of Reunion hunker down in their homes under a strict lockdown as a devastating storm that has already left one dead starts to rip through the territory. Guatemala's new president, Bernardo Arevalo, promised early Monday to fight corruption and stand firm against global authoritarianism in his first speech after being sworn in. Ecuador's security forces wrest back control of several prisons that had fallen into the hands of gang members after securing the release of more than 200 officials held hostage inside the jails. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, French President Emmanuel Macron, and key Middle East leaders are slated to attend the World Economic Forum, which opens today in Davos, Switzerland, putting talks to end wars in Gaza and Ukraine at the top of the agenda for the global elite. Reuters' Julian Satterwhite reports.
The meeting has rarely faced a more tense or complex backdrop, with talks due on how to end wars in Ukraine and Gaza. One focus is whether Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet Chinese Premier Li Qiang during the event. On Sunday, Ukraine Presidential Chief of Staff Andrei Yermak remained hopeful.
I didn't see the final schedule of the meetings of the presidents. We know that the Prime Minister of China will be as well here. Let's see.
Zelensky will speak in Davos later in the week.
After earthquakes devastated western Afghanistan in October, UNICEF says nearly 100,000 children are in dire need of support. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
UNICEF's representative in Afghanistan, Fran Akiza, says families uprooted by a 6.3 magnitude earthquake and aftershocks in Herat province 3 months ago are living in life-threatening conditions as winter takes hold, with schools, health facilities, and water systems destroyed by the natural disasters. Over 1,000 people were killed and 21,000 homes were knocked down in October. Akiza says the atmosphere in these villages is thick with suffering. Families lost absolutely everything. Winter has taken hold and temperatures hover below freezing. UNICEF says it needs $1.4 billion to help alleviate the crisis. There are over 23 million Afghans in need of humanitarian assistance in 2024, and more humanitarian funding is needed for children in Herat to survive the winter. I'm Jennifer King.
Postponed by 4 months because of Hollywood strikes, the Emmy Awards will celebrate television tonight. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
More music and more.